Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Every week here on American Radio Journal, I bring you news and interviews from things going on in politics and around the rest of the country. But my main gig is working for Reason Magazine as a reporter and podcaster. My podcast is called Why We Can't Have Nice Things, and the new season of it is out now. We start off with an interview with Mark Cuban from Shark Tank and the co-owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks. And I talked with him about something called Cost Plus Drugs, which is a new project of his that's aiming to bring down the cost of pharmaceutical drugs. I think it's an interesting project. I think it's an important project. And I think our conversation about that and about kind of the problems in America's pharmaceutical system and pharmaceutical industry is something that you might be interested in hearing. So I'm going to play for you the first few minutes of that podcast, and I hope you'll enjoy. What's wrong with American healthcare? We're the richest country on the planet. We live in an age of incredible scientific breakthroughs that mean people live longer, healthier lives. We have the best medical schools, the best physicians, the best tech. But ask someone about their most recent trip to the doctor or the hospital, and you'll probably hear a groan and then a few complaints. So, really, what's wrong here? I'm Eric Bame, and this is season two of Why We Can't Have Nice Things, a Reason Magazine podcast series. You'll often hear that the problem with American healthcare is essentially the profit motive, that drug companies and hospitals and so on are more interested in their bottom lines than in taking care of patients or providing affordable services. Healthcare is a right, people like to say. Healthcare is a public good. Something about that logic has just never quite made sense to me. I mean, any successful business has to balance its bottom line with the needs and wants of its customers. Is healthcare more of a right than food? Yes, you might argue that healthcare is a bit different than some other markets, but I'm not sure that it really is. Everywhere else, free market capitalism encourages innovation and competition. Better products, better services, lower prices tend to win. But healthcare costs keep going up, and almost no one seems to be happy with the services they're getting. In a Gallup poll taken last year, just 10% of Americans said healthcare in the U.S. was excellent. So yeah, what's wrong here? That's the question that was driving me when we launched into the new season of this podcast. And from the start, I felt like we wouldn't find the answer in Washington, D.C., so I spent the past few months talking to some of the people who deal with this stuff every day, like a midwife in Georgia.
They were interested in blocking us at whatever the cost.
An eye surgeon in North Carolina.
It is a very pernicious law that seems very small and ineffectual on the surface, but that infiltrates every aspect of healthcare.
A cancer specialist in Massachusetts.
Physicians are confused and you know, our ethical obligations are in direct conflict with the law.
And some of the lawyers and activists who are working to improve the healthcare system for patients and doctors. I came away from those conversations with the sense that America's healthcare system is nothing like a free market, and the only capitalism is often of the crony variety, with special interests lobbying for special treatment from the government. So on this new season of Why We Can't Have Nice Things, we're covering a series of stories about how the government is making Americans sicker and poorer. We've dug deep into the laws and regulations that are restricting doctors' ability to treat patients and patients' ability to get needed treatments. And hopefully we'll offer a few solutions to those problems too. In fact, I thought we would kick things off by talking to a guy who is trying to provide one of those solutions. Someone who is trying to inject a little bit of entrepreneurial capitalism into the pharmaceutical drug industry.
My name is Mark Cuban. I'm an investor, an entrepreneur, and co-founder of Cost Plus Drugs.
Now, you know Mark from his long-running TV show Shark Tank, as well as being the co-owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks. His latest major venture is Cost Plus Drugs, launched in 2022. It's a website where consumers can buy generic pharmaceutical drugs at transparent prices and get the drugs mailed directly to their door, bypassing the middlemen that are typically involved when dealing with pharmacies and insurance plans.
Drug prices are rising twice as fast as the rate of inflation.
And that has people making some dangerous decisions.
So if you were a contestant on Shark Tank with this idea with Cost Plus Drugs, how would you pitch it? Like, what's the elevator pitch for what it is that you're doing?
The elevator pitch is really simple. Who do you trust within the medical supply chain? Your doctor? Do you think the healthcare system is run properly? And if I could show you a business where you could trust it because everything was transparent, would you be more likely to use it? And if I could show you this business and show that I saved you money on your medications, would you be willing to tell others? It was really obvious to me that if you were taking imatinib, a cancer drug, and you were paying $800, $1,000, $2,000, and we were selling it for $30, not only would you buy from us, but you tell your doctor and you tell everybody in your Facebook, you know, support group that has the same disease to do the same thing. And that's exactly what's happened.
Cost plus drugs shouldn't seem like a revolutionary thing. It operates the same way that so much of the modern world does. It's consumer friendly, easily accessible, and fast.
You go to costplusdrugs.com, you put in the name of the medication, it tells you where your doctor should send the script, tells you how much it costs, and then boom, we fill it.
We'll talk to Mark a bit more about Cost Plus Drugs and the business model later in this episode, but I want to cut right to the chase here. Obviously, a big part of his sales pitch is lower prices. So that leads to an obvious question, one that comes up quite a bit whenever politicians start talking about healthcare policy. Why are drug prices in America so high?
Drug prices in this country are so high because there is zero transparency in the system. And when there's zero transparency in a market, there is no way for it to be efficient. When it's inefficient, people learn very quickly how to take advantage of those inefficiencies to their own profit. And that's exactly what's happened in the healthcare and pharmacy sector.
Thanks for listening. That is only the beginning of our long conversation with Mark Cuban. You can check that out at reason.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The rest of the season will be rolling out through this month and next month as well. We're going to tackle a variety of topics connected to healthcare, including certificate of need laws, including problems with America's organ donation system that leave people in need of kidneys without the ability to get one, and a variety of other interesting and I think fascinating topics. So check all of that out, if you will, at reason.com, and catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.